Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm overcompensating. I was a grumpy person today. I am not going to be a grumpy person today. I'm excited for Game 5. I've not had coffee today. This will either be the best show we've ever done or the worst show we've ever done. Let's get it on. How about you?
Let's get it on. I had a nice morning, played a little bit of tennis, got a haircut, and here I am.
I say.
Yeah?
I'm shocked you played tennis today.
Oh, you surprised?
It's new for you. Did you just pick it up?
Yeah, I did last week. It's really fun.
Yeah. Well, you should watch it on TVs in the studio or something like that.
Yeah, I'm going to start picking it up and trying to watch a little bit more, yeah.
Well, I'm excited for you. This is a new journey for you.
I know. It's crazy. I'm going to play tonight, too.
Oh, okay. I mean, now it's an addiction. All right, two times in one day.
Sometimes three.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. I don't think I have the cardiovascular ability. Almost.
What was that?
I landed the damn plane. Will the Cavs land the damn plane in Game 5? Yep, right there. That's it. That's exactly what we all are thinking.
That's the lead, right? You know, I asked you when I arrived here at the bar, I said, what's the vibe? What are you feeling for tonight's game? And you said, I have no feel.
No.
And then you asked me, Nick, what my feel was for the game. And I sort of said, I paused and I said, yeah, I have no feel.
Yeah. I don't think anybody does. I didn't hear, I've listened to all the shows today, and in all the Game 5 talk, I don't think I've had one person who knows what to expect. If we're just talking about how this series has gone, I expect the Cavs to roll tonight because it's at home. Mm-hmm. The Cavs only really like it when people cheer them. They don't like to be jeered, or they don't like a lukewarm crowd in mm-hmm. Orlando. Mm-hmm. They don't like to be the bad guys either. So I'm anticipating the Cavs fans with all this nervous energy. You hit two threes in a row to start the game, it's going to blow the roof off the rock right now. So, that's what we should expect. We should expect the home team to maintain or to at least maintain this advantage that it's had all series. My problem is there's enough doubt in me. So I think we should expect the Cavs to go out and win tonight. And not just win tonight, but maybe have that kind of get-right game that Orlando had in Game 3. Where all of a sudden they look like a Cavs team that could maybe challenge anybody in the NBA, not lose by 38 points to Orlando. The problem is this team is such a front runner.
Mm-hmm.
There's another part of me that worries that they're getting popped in the mouth 3 minutes into this and it's going to be a slug fight and who the hell knows?
I think there's a good chance that the Magic come back here with a lot of momentum, motivation, and could come out here in this ball game tonight, Nick, and really take it to the Cavaliers. I think it's going to be very important for the Cavs to not only start fast, but remember that this team has the ability to come back on you in the second half, which they showed on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, so here's the funny thing. So we've had four blowouts. Let's just be honest about that. Doesn't matter that was a game four. They got down. The Magic got the lead down to 4 points at one point. Doesn't matter in game two. It was like 9 points, and then in Orlando, it was just flat out blops. There was just nothing close about any of those games. But it like I think the thing that's wild is if you look at every other series in the NBA right now, even the ones that have finished. If I said it's going to be a close game, who do you expect to win? Or how do you expect it to go? You would have some through line of like an expectation for it. But I don't know what a close game looks like between these two teams. And that scares – and so this is – just from a Cavs standpoint, it scares the crap out of me.
There hasn't been one close game.
Yeah. And the Magic, let's be honest, the Magic are playing with house money. After those first two games, there are no expectation for the Magic.
I bet you Magic fans thought the series was over, as I did, after the first couple of games. And then even after game three, I bet you there was a portion of Magic fans that thought,
oh, hey, we got one.
We got one.
We acquitted ourselves.
At least we're not going to get embarrassed, you know, that whole thing. And then all of a sudden game four happens, and I bet you the fans in Orlando started to say, maybe we found something here. Maybe we've got a chance.
Well, and I think that's, you know, there's two ways to think about the Cavs when they're at their worst. One is that they're front runners, meaning that when the crowd's buzzing and everything's going well, they can beat any team in the NBA. But the second that that flips, they don't really have, whether it's leadership, whether it's winning habits, like we can, whether it's toughness, we can use any synonym we might want to use for that. They just don't have that thing that you need. And they haven't had it in either of the playoff series we've seen this year. So that's one way to look at it. Here's the other. The Cavs really have immense amount of pressure on them, which then adds to that first problem. Like, now, all of a sudden, like when we were coming off game two and we had Mark Stein trying to force the Donovan Mitchell stuff out of the ether, it was like, what are you doing? The Cavs are playing, like, the Cavs are up 2-0. Like, if the Cavs look like they're going to sweep the series or get a gentleman sweep, like, what are you doing now? If he released that same thing now, it feels like a death sentence for the Cavs. And you can't tell me. You can't tell me a team that gets bugged by a temperature shift of their own fans or by the road fans, by a degree of difference in how they're cheered or jeered, you can't tell me that those things, whether it's Donovan, Darius, Jarrett, JB, you can't tell me those things aren't going through that locker room and going through their heads right now as they get ready for
games. Oh, they have to be. You know, when you are so dominant in you know, this first couple of games, I guarantee you that the Cavs players and the coaches and everybody involved, including myself as a fan, felt like the series was pretty much over at that point. And far from it. You know, honestly, I kind of wish the Cavs would have played closer games the first two games, you know, just to kind of give them a feel that the Magic could play with them. Mm-hmm. Because I think they got overconfident, you know, going into that thing. You know, how I always equate everything to tennis, and in this scenario, I kind of thought about it a little bit. You know, sometimes in tennis, a guy will lose like 6-0 and just get blown out the first set. You know what happens the second set a lot of times?
They dominate.
They come back and win.
Yeah.
Because the person who blew them out thinks that they're just going to cruise. And I think that happened to the Cavaliers.
I don't hate that. I think the complicating factor to tonight, and again, it's a vibe check. We want to know where you guys are ahead of Game 5. There's a lot of stuff with the Cavs. We've got some Brown stuff to get into today. The SoFi on steroids comment from the Slippery Wizard today. There's plenty to get to here. But as we're doing this vibe check, the thing that feels like you're going from juggling oranges to now here's a stick of dynamite that you're also juggling is that Jared Allen is listed as question.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout,
15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, tonight.
Yeah, I saw that news just about a half hour ago or so, and I haven't seen any updates on that, so I don't really know exactly where that stands. But boy, if Jared Allen cannot play tonight, that is a huge blow to the Cavs' chances of winning the series.
Well, it feels like a huge blow to win this game, and if you lose this game, you're not coming back to Cleveland.
Most likely, no.
And I'll be honest with you. I thought after game three I'd got all my vitriol out, all my anxiety, all my frustration. If you don't even make it to seven with Orlando, I will be beyond incensed. I just think that will be such a and it will not just be JB, but he'll be the first domino. He might get the Lane Kiffin tarmac treatment, quite frankly. But like, it'll be on all. It'll be on your core four. That's the reality of this. But Jared, the problem with Jared is, if you had said Jared was questionable to miss game five going into the series, none of us would have had any consternation, any concern, any of it. Now, he's been your best player. And, yep. and it's not even just about your best player, because he is still who he is. Like, Jared as a player hasn't changed. He's just adapted to the playoffs and the physicality and the environment. Which I love. I love heel Jared Allen right now. The guy who's throwing Mo Wagner to the ground. Give me more of that, Jared. But the problem is that all of a sudden he's your most important player. I'm going to reel that back in. The most important player is still Donovan. But he's the guy that you can trust. I can't trust Donovan from 1 minute to the next. I can't trust Darius from 1 minute to the next. I can't trust Evan. And obviously, once we get to the bench, who the hell knows with any bench player in the NBA, let alone with the Cavaliers, Jared's the one guy that I'm like, I know he's going to play hard. I know he's going to play physical. I know he's going to clean up on the glass. I know he's going to do everything you need him to do. And so, like, I saw a bunch of people. I don't agree with the theory that if Jared doesn't go tonight, it's an automatic loss for you.
I don't think it's an automatic L for the Cavaliers, but certainly the way that Jared Allen has played through the wins and the losses in this series, he's been the one consistent piece for the Cavs.
Well, and he's the one guy you trust.
Yeah.
Like, what part of the anxiety, I think, with Cleveland and the Cavaliers has been a lack of trust. You just don't know. Like, from one minute to next, who's going to step up? When the game needs to be taken over, who can you trust? That's been Donovan more than anybody throughout his run here. But, like, he hasn't even consistently done it because he's been banged up with a knee and the ribs. So, like, I disagree with the fans who think if you lose, if Jarrett doesn't go tonight, it's an automatic loss. What I will say is I understand why you feel that way. I think the expectation should be you've still got home court advantage. You should still go out there. And tonight, Donovan, if you got one, tonight would be a nice night to have it. I usually like to expect to hold those expectations until game sevens, but this thing cannot go back to Orlando with the Cavs being down 3-2.
No, it can't. It can't. I think it'll be over at that point in time.
Yeah.
Even if the Cavs show up and, you know, give it their college try, if you will, it's not going to be enough. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.